Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Louis Mary Passeri. Sister Louis Mary is a spiritual director and a longtime preacher on this podcast. Her preaching is entitled, The Same Measure.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Is the lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's gospel passage, Jesus tells us to be a lampstand, to give the light of Christ a place from which to shine. He also tells us to be generous. When we are generous, we are giving the light of Christ a place from which to shine. I would like to tell a story about the second admonition of Jesus when he says, "The measure with which you measure out will be measured back to you." The story is about a beggar. In a small village, there was a beggar whose livelihood depended on what he received from the villagers. Each day, he would sit at the side of the road and beg with his bowl and blanket. One day, he heard that the king was going to come through their village. He began to think, "Surely the king will give me something when he sees me at the side of the road." The day came for the king to come to the village, and the king's chariot came down the very road where the beggar was sitting with his bowl and his blanket. The king stopped when he saw the beggar, and the beggar's heart beat with excitement and hope. Then the king looked at the beggar and asked him, "What do you have for me?" The beggar's heart seemed to freeze with these words. How could the king ask him for something when the king had everything and the beggar had nothing? Yet he was afraid to displease the king. So he reached into his bowl and gave the king 5 grains of rice. The king accepted them and rode off. That evening, as the beggar began to prepare his supper of rice, he continued to have thoughts of anger, disappointment, and resentment. When he reached for his bowl to empty it, to put the rice into the boiling water, he noticed something gleaming at the bottom of the bowl. When he picked them up, he saw they were 5 grains of gold. At first, he smiled with surprise and realized what had happened, and he was filled with joy. But then the beggar began to cry, and he said, "Why didn't I give him all my rice?" The measure with which you measure out will be measured back to you.